Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich's website is mullings.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out, folks. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what Rich has to say. And if you're, it's not always politics, Rich, but most of the time it is. But if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. So you win either way, right, Rich?
Well, I win either way.
And that's all he cares about, folks.
And, you know, hello.
No false modesty here. Hey Rich, I wrote a piece a number of years ago where I said that evil is easier to leverage than good. If I want to do something bad today, I can go out and I can make news.
Oh, yeah.
I could literally be on national, international news if I wanted to do something evil today. If I screwed up all my energy and power and every fiber of my being, I couldn't do anything good enough today, just in one day, to be on the local news,
right,
let alone the national news. Evil is easier to leverage than good. It gets the headlines.
Yep.
Americans, there are a lot of good people around the world in every country, but there's no greater example of good than the work that Americans do. And you saw that firsthand as you traveled to Africa recently. You've seen it as your travels to Iraq during the Iraq War, to Afghanistan. America has some wonderful, wonderful young people that pay their dues, that help people for little or nothing, no recognition, and yet they go.
It's really astonishing, and the more you travel to places that otherwise there's no good reason to travel to. I was in Kenya and Tanzania earlier this month, and I saw young people doing HIV testing and working in malaria clinics and helping farmers learn how to, I mean, farmers in these rural areas.
What were they there for? What organizations were they there as part of?
Well, it was depending on what they were doing. One, I mean, the malaria lab was from Walter Reed Army Hospital. You know, Walter Reed was the guy that figured out mosquitoes caused yellow fever, so that's been a long,
right,
and they're doing malaria, trying to find a malaria.
And these are obviously, these are people who volunteer to go to these places.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean,
they're not
doctors.
Conscripted at all. It's not like they joined the Army not knowing where they were going to go.
No, these are physicians that could be, they could be, hanging out at the officers club at, here in Washington, D.C.,
right,
but they're in some village that doesn't even have a name.
Yeah.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, USAID, State Department, agriculture people. I mean, some NGOs in the education area.
Non-governmental organization.
Yeah, non-governmental organizations. And they're all relatively young. They're all bright-eyed, and they all, it's like we've talked about, and you have personal experience in this. We not only have the best-trained army in the history of the world, we have the best-looking army in the history of the world.
On behalf of the Marines, I have to correct you and say military.
Military, the best-looking armed services,
yeah, there you
uniform
go.
Services.
Because my marine would be very unhappy if I let that go. Go ahead.
You know, I was watching Independence Day the other day, and I caught that a couple of times.
Oh yeah.
Come on, soldier. No.
Yeah. No. That's right. So we've got 90,000 people in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and these people they're out there, and they do this every day, day in and day out. And in the military, a lot of them are reservists or guard or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I was in Iraq, I'd go to some forward operating base and get a hold of some kids that were hiding out in a foxhole, and I'd jump down in and say, "So you joined up for beer money? How's that working out for you?" But the reality is that they can't get degrees. They it was supposed to be one weekend a month and two
yeah.
weeks every summer, and they keep getting deployed. And and America really owes these young people, both in the civilian world. And in the services, a debt of gratitude. And I think if the president said anything tonight, it would be to upgrade the GI Bill,
right,
to make sure that any young person that has served in the military, especially in a war zone, can get it. I'll pay for your college. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you're right about that. And folks, I'm guilty of this. I haven't spoken about it a lot in a while, but you know, we have to remember that we have men and women, there are families out there who sure haven't forgotten these men and women who are standing in harm's way. And Rich, from the guys on the line in Afghanistan now, especially, and the people in the malaria, I mean, they're one mistake away from being in danger, like the people they're treating are.
These kids that are out there. I mean, HIV AIDS is horribly prevalent for a variety of
reasons.
It's
people like that, Rich, who make us have hope for humanity.
Yeah, they're great.
And thank you for being here. Thank you for all the work that you do, Rich. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.